This is a prepaid call from
William Coons,
an inmate at the county correctional facility. All phone calls are subject to recording and monitoring. To decline this call, press 9 now, and to accept this call, press 1 now. Thank you. Your call has been accepted.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Homemade Broadcast, an HM bonus edition of the show. It is November 7th, 2023. My name is Will Koontz. The Tampa Bay Lightning got their asses handed to them last night, unfortunately, lost in overtime, scored 4 goals, I believe, to start out the game, and somehow lost. It's tough, man. We went from Champa Bay to Chumpa Bay real quick. Boy, everybody's terrible, except for the Tampa Bay Rays, of course. Who's, you know, got into the playoffs last year and lost immediately to the world champion Texas Rangers. But hey, this isn't a sports show today, at least. I want to talk a little bit about something that's been passionate for me and many other individuals out there, noticing that things are worse. We talked about this before a few episodes ago, and things continue to sputter, don't they? They keep going down. There used to be old reliables that you could kind of depend on to provide at least a baseline service. You know, like it was always going to be the same. And I have 2 examples tonight of amongst this one here, which I'll tell you about in a second. This one's funny. 2 companies that were highly relied upon, I mean, worldwide. One of them being Amazon, which is just a juggernaut, you know, Jeff Bezos' baby. They do a lot of different things in the technology realm, but I think everybody just likes to order stuff online on a credit card and have it sent directly to your home. They've been at it a long time, and they had perfected it, man. It used to be pushed a button, boom, and it was at your door a few days later. I've noticed within the past year, it's not always reliable anymore. In fact, they end up just delivering stuff to other houses. This is just a competence thing, right? I mean, it has to be. I'm pretty sure, and if there's any Amazon delivery drivers out there, I'm pretty sure it tells you from a device exactly where you need to go. So you're just an automaton. You're a biological robot, right? It goes turn left here, go here. Here's a picture of the house. Drop it here. Put it here. Push a button. Say it got there. Does this match? Okay, good. You go on your way to the next delivery. I'm pretty sure that's how it goes. I don't really order anything from Amazon anymore. I'm trying to, you know, be frugal in my budget, you know, clamp down a little bit with the success of Bidenomics. And I'm just trying to tighten my belt a little bit. So I'm not buying stuff from Amazon as much. But when I do, it's nothing good. Like, it's not iPads or, you know, phones or TVs or, you know, stuff that people might want, you know. But I still get nervous. I don't want my stuff to get stolen, right? I mean, it's desperate times. And you hear stories all the time of porch pirates, and I haven't really had an issue here at my place, thankfully. But it's nothing anything good. It's never anything good in there. It's always, for me, it's just like vitamins and supplements. So if you want that, you can steal my stuff. But like I said, nobody steals my stuff, thankfully. I'm putting, you know, knock on wood here. So nobody steals my stuff. But there was a time where Amazon would notify you that your delivery has been dropped off and delivered. And you go, okay, great. And you would open your door. Boom, there were, it's right there. Sweet. Take it in, you know, whatever lubes, I mean, supplements I buy. And I would enjoy those in the privacy of my own home with the shades drawn. And that was, I mean, that was a really a modern marvel of capitalism working well. I felt like even people who were like, capitalism sucks, would buy from Amazon a lot and be like, Amazon's pretty good. I gotta admit, Amazon gets the job done. Not anymore. The biological robots that they have hired to do these jobs, whether it's out of necessity or for other reasons, I don't know anything. I don't have any opinions on anything. I just observe and report. Whatever initiatives they have to get more people of, you know, different shades, perhaps, into the workforce, different, you know, gender, whatever. I don't know. Okay. But I mean, I know it is a thing, right? I mean, I get diversity and equity emails in every jobs mailbox that I have, which is two jobs right now. So, I mean, I know it's a thing and I know that there's a big push to do certain things. Again, don't know. I do notice that the service is getting worse, though. However, are the two correlated? Don't know. Not here to say. Not really here to make a comment on that. However, there seems to be potentially some correlation there. What do I know? I'm just a guy, okay? I just live in the world. Living out there, trying to get along with everybody. And just be left alone, and I'll leave you alone. I'm doing my best, okay? So nobody's stealing. Nobody's stealing stuff. However, I'm not getting my stuff. Where's my stuff? Where's my lube? Supplements for my health. Where's my supplements? They're nowhere to be found. They're delivered. What? No? Check the app. Here's a picture of your delivery. It's not my house. You did this for years. You knew exactly where my house was. It showed up every time. Now, in the past 6 months, 50-50. This isn't the first time. I've gotten other people's packages. You know, you try to do the right thing. You go, hey, I got this package. And Amazon's like, just keep it. Just keep it. We're not coming back to get it. Just keep it. You know, it ended up being batteries, which is good. You can never run out of batteries. A bunch of AA batteries. That's good. For free. Thank you. How much money are they losing on this stuff? They make so much money that they're just like, you have free stuff. And if they're doing it to me, they're doing it, you know, a lot. Hey, journalists, can you find that out? How much Amazon is giving away from incompetence of getting things delivered to the wrong address? I'd like to know that. Seems like it could be a Google search, but I'm not going to do it right now. I don't want to. I'm talking. So I'm not getting my stuff. And I had a shipment last week of lube supplements that I bought, and they didn't show up. Now, the picture of the delivery, I recognized it. It was right across the street. So now I'm going, okay, I don't want to look like I'm stealing. I don't want to look like a porch pirate. Going over to my neighbor's house, picking up a package and walking across the street looks suspicious. If I saw me doing that, I'd be like, hey, what are you doing? Or I'd probably, you know, do nothing. But I would still be like, wow, what a son of a bee. Stealing. Won't trust him. This is my neighbor. It looks bad. And you never know. This is Florida. You walk outside. I don't know my neighbors. I've given up. I've tried a few times and it's gone terribly to try to get to know my neighbors. So everybody just keeps to themselves, you know? It's no way to live, but hey, we manage. We find a way. So I go, okay, well, this is my package. I do have my license on me. If somebody questions me, I can show them the address and I can show them my license. But you also run the risk of the neighbor coming out, hey, what the hell are you doing? And getting beamed with a bat in the side of your head. And that's what Amazon tells you to do. Did you check with your neighbors? Do you understand where we're at right now in 2023? If you voted the wrong way, they'll kill you. Okay? This is not fun times anymore. Nobody talks to their neighbors, which is a shame, granted, and we should, but we don't, Amazon. Okay? Did you check? Why don't you check? You dropped it off to the wrong place. I get it. You're right. I should check, but I'm not checking. So it's up to you now. You guys messed up. I went over, I grabbed the package. I bring it home. Nobody says bunk. Great. Okay, good. I got my lube supplement. And I can enjoy it now. And I do. Anyway, I took the package. I rated the delivery. How did the delivery go? The app asks. I said, didn't go good at all. Thumbs down. Sorry about that. That stinks. Sorry to hear that. Okay, no problem. Hopefully it doesn't happen again. Then I had to make another. I went through the lube supplement faster than I thought I would. So I had to make a separate order, a new order, something new. Can't possibly deliver it to the wrong address again. Good news, your package is here. Hey, great. Let's check it out. Let me go outside and see. Get my package. Nope, not there. Okay. Perhaps it's they put it under the stairs, or you know, I'll look around a little bit, see if I can find it. Nope. They couldn't possibly have delivered it to the wrong location again twice in 2 weeks, right? No, they did. The biological robot who has everything mapped out for them in their device, I'm imagining, messed up. So this time I'm looking at the photo. I have no idea where that is. I can't even, like, it's not, I don't know. I have an idea, which I think it's behind a fence in a backyard from a house that's close to me, to where I live. I'm not going behind somebody's fence. I mean, like, that's, they could shoot you territory in Florida. Definitely not doing that. I think I know where it is. Now, this is also a good test. Obviously, I'm livid now that the biggest company in the world, one of them anyway, can't figure out how to get to my house all of a sudden. And they did a great job at it for many years and years and years. But they can't figure it out now. This is also a test for the neighbor, because I'm pretty sure I know where it's at. Not positive. Is the neighbor going to do the right thing that I don't talk to? Are they going to bring my stuff to my house? Are they going to drop it off? Or are they going to keep it? Now, if they keep it, fine. They get good lubes, supplements. You know, enjoy. Enjoy that's free. I get on the horn to Amazon in a chat. They don't even try anymore either, really. They used to disguise, you know, I don't want to do the accent because I don't want to be offensive, but it's a certain part of the world where India is, generally, is where these people come from. Geographically, it's India. And they usually go, hello, my name's Samuel. How are you? That type of thing. This guy is just named like Dahasha Dunda. And it even says his name on the... So I know, and you could kind of tell, like, English isn't the first language. And I go, what's going, like, listen, I know this isn't your fault, but what is going on? I'm so sorry, sir. This has happened. I made a note in the computer. It won't happen again. What? Is it that easy? Okay, that's clearly, like, no, obviously. He goes, I'm going to refund your money, and I'm going to give you 1 month free of Prime. And I go, okay, well, thanks, I guess. I'd rather just have the stuff. And he goes, yeah, that's other sellers, not just from Amazon, so I can't replace it. You have to reorder it. I go, okay, well, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait before I reorder. It's not an emergency. I got plenty of lube, supplements. You know, I don't need any right now. I was just preparing for the future. And I go, I'll just wait. Open the door a few hours later. Unknown neighbor comes through. There it is. So now I got my $32 back and my stuff, supplements, you see? So that's good. That's a happy ending. I'm happy that I can trust my neighbors. I would do the same thing for them. If something was delivered, I would try to get it to them. I'm not going to talk to you, though. That's where we... I think all are in agreement, kind of like nobody's. I ran into my neighbor. There's a guy across the street, has a dog. He's lived there forever. I see him sometimes, maybe a head nod here and there, but he doesn't want to talk. And that's fine. I don't really want to talk either. So we're even. But I went in. He was working at a Mexican restaurant where I get burritos sometimes. And he was a cashier. And I'm looking at him like, are you my neighbor? And I almost said, oh, hey, I think we live across the street from you. Nope. Just said, I'll have one burrito, please. And he said, do you want sour cream on it and guacamole? I said, yes, I do. And he said, great. That'll be $10 or whatever it was. I said, okay, thanks. And that was it. Never mentioned it again. I saw him after that. Never acknowledged that we had seen each other. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't need to be friends with everybody. It's a tight circle. It's crazy times. You don't want to get too close. Expose yourself. They find out, like I said, you voted for the wrong person. That's it. You're done. As in not alive. So that's good. Also, oh my God, I spent a long time talking about this. One more thing quick before I get to the story, because I do want to get to the story here that we're going to talk about, because it goes along with this stuff, the competence issues. Publix, what is going on? Order, I mean, usually Old Reliable, you know, nope. I mean, Publix is great. They're the best. I use their app to order a sub. I get there at the time they say it's going to be ready. And the guy goes, it's there. I go, nope, it's not. Pretty sure it is. I'm also sure because I just looked. And then you always run the risk of, uh-oh, did I just miss it? And is it there? So he starts walking over and he's like, it wasn't there. Thank God. Well, actually, I mean, it was bad because I was hungry and wanted to eat it. And he comes back. He goes, I don't have any meat. What? You're the deli. You don't have meat? He goes, yeah, we don't have any of the pre-cut. I'm waiting for them to recut the meat. I got the special of the week, which is used to be $4.99. And now it's $8.99 because America's roaring back, I should say. It's the economy is strong. That's why sandwiches are $8.99. You see, everybody's got money to spend. Okay, well, I'm pretty understanding, believe it or not. So I go, okay, well, I'll come back in like 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Cool, thank you. Great, see you then. Come back. Yeah, it's there. Like, same thing. No, it's not. Then he comes back, starts looking. I'll make it right now. What were you doing? What were you doing before, sir? Making other people's things. I swear I'm on a blacklist somewhere. I don't know if you're allowed to say blacklist anymore, but in just many ways, people keep messing with me, man. I don't know. I'm sure everybody's getting this type of stuff, though. I don't think it's unique to me. That would be funny, though, if it was. And he did make it, and it was a phenomenal sandwich. But again, on the app, you know, how was it? It was good. Was it ready on time? No. Thumbs down. Oh, so thanks for your feedback. You're welcome, app. Then I order just some slice. I'm going to make sandwiches at home. It's not $4.99 anymore. It's $8.99. I'm going to get some lunch meat, make sandwiches, you know, try to save some money because the economy's doing good. So I need to save money. And so I ordered a pound of turkey. The next week, this is a few days ago now. This should be even easier because it's just slice, 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 bag. No accoutrement, no putting it on bread, none of that. It's just the meat. Guess what? Not there. Okay, so I'm standing around for a little while. Finally, a young man in a mask comes up and Will Kuntz. What is this? It's Kuntz, actually. Oh, yeah, okay. That, you know, I don't even fault them. I have a goofy name. You know, first day of school was rough. But at this point, I'm already a little irritated, so it bugged me. Yeah, and then finally, the deli man. Are you sure it's this store? Yeah, I'm sure. I am. And then I went, uh-oh, is this the wrong store? It was the right store. Do you have a confirmation number? Yes, I do. Here it is. Okay. Then he comes back. He's got the bag right after. Here you go. Sorry about that. All right. Thanks a lot. But what's going on, man? I mean, is this happening to anybody else? Leave a comment below. 813-693-2124. HMBradio.com. You can X me, tweet me. Whatever, home_made_man, is the competence crisis affecting you in your day-to-day life, I'd like to know. 813-693-2124. Mr. Beast. Mr. Beast is a YouTuber. A very successful YouTuber. I believe has a net worth. Let's look it up. I mean, it is an insane amount. I didn't know who this person was until fairly recently. Let's see, net worth. He is worth, 100 million? It's not that good. No, that's real good. That's good for just doing YouTube vids. But anyway, he's been at the game a long time. He's very successful. He knows what he's doing. And it's paying off for him, certainly, with a net worth of $100 million. $100 million. And he's good at his job. So in his latest video, he went to Africa and he built 100 wells across Africa this past vid. Now, you're not going to believe it, but some people had problems with this. He's drawn criticism from who? CNN. This is something that media does. You're a pretty controversial figure. You're in the news a lot. Yeah, that's because you write about it. You're the critic. And typically they, have a certain look about them. We'll get to that in a second. They just have an axe to grind, man. They just can't let a white dude do this because it's probably racist. How? They'll figure it out. He's helping get clean water to people in another country. Hey, can you go to Palestine, not the Middle East, Mr. Beast, can you go to Palestine, Ohio, please? And focus on that. Can we get our own stuff in order first? This telescopic philanthropy has been an issue forever. Charles Dickens wrote about it, for God's sakes. And Oliver Twist, was that the lady's name? Was it Oliver Twist? I don't know. I took these classes in school, but didn't really care. And, there's kids begging in the streets, and meanwhile, they're sending over these, missionary trips to these other countries to, help the poor people. And you got poor people looking right up at you, but they're looking over. They're looking over them because that's what people do. So, Mr. Beast, go to Palestine, Ohio. They need water there. Try there. And maybe you won't get bad press if you do that instead of going to another country. Some Kenyan activists and journalists said he has spotlighted the failures of the Kenyan government. Yes, that's true. Mr. Beast, go to Palestine, Ohio. There you can point out the failures of the American government. Win-win, and you're not going to get bad press. Good job. His real name's Jimmy Donaldson, and he anticipates that he will be canceled following the reaction. So he knows what's coming. He's smart. He's media savvy. He knows that these young writers, Izzy Ronald and Stephanie Busari, are going to have an axe to grind about this because it looks bad. Looks a little like a white savior complex going on here. The new wells will forget that the new wells will provide clean drinking water for up to 500,000 people in Cameroon, Kenya, Somalia, Uganda, Zimbabwe. While accompanying fundraiser to support local water aid organizations raised more than $300,000. That's awesome, right? No. Nope. It's not good. His 10-minute video showed him donating supplies to Kenyan schools, such as new furniture, soccer balls, computers, whiteboards, and projectors, building a bridge across a river to safely connect a village with local schools and a hospital, and donating bikes to a village in Zimbabwe to help children get to school. Prominent activist Boniface Mwangi, sorry, I know I said that wrong, contrasted Donaldson's actions with those of the Kenyan government, saying that we are a shameful, horrible country, a begging nation governed by millionaires. That sounds right. I gotta say, that sounds right. I'm not saying it, by the way. I appreciate and respect that opinion. I don't have any opinions. I just report, observe, and report. He added on X that every 5 years we give newly elected members of parliament and senators a $33,000 fuel grant and car grant, but there's no money to do the boreholes for our people. Same with Palestine, Ohio. Right? Same thing. Governments are corrupt inherently. The swamp, we talk about the swamp, what you've been hearing since 2015. The swamp is the system. Governments corrupt. They just are. Power corrupts. Similarly, freelance journalist Ferdinand Omondi lauded Donaldson's efforts, but said that it's embarrassing that a YouTuber jetted into Kenya on a charity tour to perform tasks that our taxes should have completed years ago. Again, agreed. So what's the criticism of Mr. Beast here exactly? It is embarrassing. You all should be embarrassed. Your government is somehow worse than the American government. CNN reached out to the Kenyan government spokesman, but he said he was heading to Palestine, Ohio to help. No, that's not what happened. They did not receive a response, believe it or not. So Ron Kaba Jones, founder and CEO of Face Africa, an organization working to improve water infrastructure and sanitation in sub-Saharan Africa, told CNN that, quote, "I've been doing this for 15 years, but we've been struggling to continue the work because funding, awareness, and advocacy all take work." Yep. And then she added that overnight, this person comes along who happens to be a white male figure. Ah, that's why it matters. With a huge platform, and all of a sudden he gets all of the attention. It's kind of frustrating, but it's also understanding the nature of how the world is. Well, if you are a person of note, obviously you're going to have a lot of attention. Like, who cares? Why do you care? I mean, I'm sure if you reached out to him, be like, "Hey, I'm doing," he would probably give you money to help with your efforts. You're probably, I'm not even going to speculate. I'm going to say you're probably stealing it, but maybe they're doing good work. I don't know. Face Africa. I don't know. But it's like this, the work is doing so much good for people, but still not good. It's a white guy with a big following. Okay, if it was Jay-Z, would this be a problem? Maybe, but probably not as much. So don't do it then, right? Oh, if you don't do it, then that's an issue too, obviously. So you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. She praised Donaldson, though, for shining the spotlight on the need for clean water, but warned that the issue is sustainability. It's one thing to go in and install the well. It's another thing for us to go back to 3, 4, or 5 years from now and see if it's all functional. Isn't that like what you're working on? Agreed. But maybe it's time to come up with a plan. Maybe reach out to Mr. Beast and see the plan to do that. Right? That just doesn't include money. And sure, it's going to include money to keep stuff operational. Where's the government? Okay, you got your thing. You got the infrastructure, government. Go ahead, do your thing. Is it going to fail? It sounds like she thinks it's going to fail. I mean, where's the risk? So should he not do it then? Should we just not do it? Well, that's an issue too, right? We already said that's going to be an issue. Kaba Jones told CNN and Face Africa works in areas where 60% of the wells are broken and people go back to drinking from the creek because there was no infrastructure in place for follow-up or maintenance and repair. I mean, that sucks, right? It's not good. You know what? Everybody should come here. Come to America. The whole world just needs to come here. We have plenty of space in Palestine, Ohio. Come on in. Such a joke. Well, much of the reaction to Donaldson's video seemed to focus on how it shamed the Kenyan government. Oh, God forbid. Yeah, the government sucks. Quite clearly, it's not doing the job for its people. Its creator anticipated a backlash, saying on X that he knows I'm going to get canceled because I uploaded a video helping people. And to be 100% clear, I don't care. I mean, kudos to you. Aspiring Kenyan politician Francis Gayato criticized Donaldson's video, saying on X that it perpetuated the stereotype that Africa is dependent on handouts and philanthropic intervention. People don't have water, you fool. I mean, I guess they are. Good Lord. I mean, this is just not a sustainable world that we're living in. Talk about the wells. Oh, so the perverse opinions that just are so illogical. So illogical. No thought behind them whatsoever. Some critics, CNN mostly, have previously accused Donald Trump of exploiting vulnerable people to generate views and revenue on X. But he said that I'm going to use my channel to help people and try to inspire my audience to do the same. That's nice. And I like to look at what the authors look like. Here's one. Yep, that looks like my friends that post on Instagram and say the dumbest stuff you can ever imagine. Shocking. They all look like this. She doesn't really have much. She only has a couple photos. She's not too happy with herself. She kind of looks like a toe. I don't want to, you know, talk about people's looks, but I just did, I guess. And then this is the other. They needed two people to write that article, apparently. So Stephanie was the other one. She's much more out there. She's happy with herself. She's got a lot of photos of herself. And she's the senior editor at CNN for the Africa division. So great. I guess everybody enjoy their water for however long it lasts, including those in Palestine, Ohio. I hope things continue to blossom. I hope you enjoy your $8.99 subs from Publix that are going to be very late, and your lube that will not get to your house from Amazon. I mean, supplements that will not get to your house from Amazon.com. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com. If you have not, please go subscribe to willsyoutube.com. Click the bell. You get notified when new stuff comes out. We're going to have a live stream tomorrow, I believe, at Wednesday. We do that around 4 p.m. with Anna Hummel for the time being. And, yeah, hopefully you'll join us then. Johnny B. Show back tomorrow night, 10 p.m. for the late show on Wednesdays after Ask the Dom. And then I guess I'll be back here on Thursday. I have a long week away. And then Friday, we'll be back at 8 p.m. on the Bone. And then Saturday, we're going to be out at the Friendsgiving event for the Bone at the Stockyard in Holiday. So that should be fun. Looking forward to that. Seeing people. And yeah. HMB Radio. Again, give it 5 stars. Share it with a friend. If you want some stickers, got some cool stickers and window decals here that I'll send you for free. Email me, thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com, and I'll get some out to you. And I guess have a good night. Have a good night. Take care. No good deed goes unpunished. Remember that. And I'll see you in hell. Bye.